around the world have been waiting for. It's time!
Good evening, everyone, on a beautiful Sunday night. Angels lose tonight, but you know what? We're not talking about Angels. We are going to talk about Octagon Unleashed and everything that's going on in the MMA world. I'm your host, Robert Rees, along with my co-host, Nick Lusso.
How you doing, brother?
And intern Meredith is in the studio as well. How are you doing, madam?
Good. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, it is going to be a great show tonight. We have a ton of stuff that we're going to talk about. A lot of things that have happened during the week. Fighters breaking out of fights, not following through. Injuries are taking place and people bumped out. New fighters added on. Just a ton of things that are taking place in UFC, a ton of things that are taking place in Strikeforce. Strikeforce challenges have been announced. They're going to be fighting here at the end of the month.
Great fights.
Just a ton of things. We're going to discuss Strikeforce Challenger Series. We are going to talk Rashad Evans and John Jones, their dispute, because it's an ongoing situation, and it's continuing and continuing and continuing. And now they're speculating that the fans are just pretty much tired of these two drama.
They don't want to hear it anymore.
You know, you're right. We're tired of hearing it. Let's just get into the octagon and just do battle, man, and get it over with.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about a new thing that's going to possibly take place, or actually it is taking place, healthcare in the UFC.
Healthcare in the UFC.
That means if you get injured in a car accident or whatever, Nick's going to explain to you what the details are for that new healthcare that UFC's got taking place. And I don't know if it's an HMO or what it is, but hey, you know what?
I'll break it down for you.
Okay, good. Shane Del Rosario is injured. He is out for June 18th Strikeforce heavyweight tournament, that second bracket of the heavyweight tournament. He's out. He was a good prospect that was coming up in the ranks. He's undefeated right now, 11-0, and he's out due to a car accident. We'll talk about that. Video monitors for judges at UFC 131 in Vancouver.
About time.
You know,
it's
always a problem with judging and the way the matches are judged. And it's a good thing that they're actually going to have some video right there in front of them, so that way they're just not looking at it, you know. So
replay,
that's going to help.
Everyone wants instant replay.
We're going to talk about Hendo versus Fedor.
Hendo!
Chad Mendes versus Jose Aldo. And Chad Mendes is blowing it up, saying he's going to beat Jose Aldo.
Last week when we were talking about the Korean zombie freaking out and calling out, who do you call it, Hominick, in the back of my mind, I'm like, why doesn't he call out Chad Mendes? Mendes is undefeated. If you're going to beat someone, beat him. He's the guy to beat.
He is definitely the guy to beat.
First, right, before you get to Jose Aldo.
But you know what? They're giving him that shot, and Jose Aldo is taking he's a title holder, and he did some damage in his last fight, man. I don't know, so we'll talk about that a little bit later. Bonuses for fighters adding fans on Twitter.
That is cool.
UFC is going to break it down in brackets and actually give these fighters bonuses as they continue to keep adding fans on their Twitter.
Yeah, so you're going to log on as a fan for your Rat Pack so you can get more money now?
I'm already a fan of the Rat Pack,
for your,
bro.
For your Diaz boys?
I am. I'm a follower of the Diaz
Pack,
brothers.
Excuse me.
Scrap Pack, yes.
Rat Pack, Scrap
I've
Pack.
Called them Rat Pack. Don't worry about it. It's cool.
They're not there. That's disrespectful to Sammy D and all those other guys.
Scrap
Pack.
We've had Gilbert Melendez on our show on
the
phone, and I actually, to the guy, called him the Rat Pack.
Oops.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But you know what? Hey, I recovered. I recovered and said, hey, I'm a big fan.
It's kind of like the Pulitzer Surprise, eh?
The Pulitzer Surprise.
Pulitzer Prize.
Nam Pham is back. His broken foot is healed, and he is going to fight against Mike Brown August 6th in Philadelphia.
That
is going to be
his shin that was broken, not his foot.
No, he broke his foot.
Foot.
I don't know the details behind that, but
he
broke
dancing.
His foot. And you know what? It was kind of messed up because we had him in the we had him on the show the week before, and then all of a sudden, he was talking about his fights and the fight coming up. That was when we had Momentum Fighting in here.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the fight that he had coming up in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to fight Leonard Garcia, who the Korean Zombie ended up getting a shot against and fought and put him in that crank hold.
Mm-hmm.
But Nam Pham broke his foot and he was out. So we got all of those topics and much more. I do have some audio clips, from John Jones explaining his injury and what the circumstances are behind the injury. And he also announces something that the fans are probably interested in hearing.
Right.
So
we still have that other big fight.
What other?
Well, Rashad and Davis. you know.
Yeah, Rashad and... Well,
which is not a big fight to you, Robert, but it's a big fight to me.
Well, why is it a big fight to you?
I just think it's going to be a good fight. I know you're more about the John Bonds, well, Bones Jones.
I'm not taking anything away from Phil Davis. Phil Davis is an outstanding fighter.
Right.
He's an outstanding fighter, and he's a credible fighter.
Yes.
I can't take anything away from Rashad Evans either. He's an
great
outstanding
fighter.
Wrestler.
I know you don't like him. He's a great wrestler. I mean, and the fight with Davis is going to be a great fight.
It's going to be a great fight, but I'm just so over Rashad and his crybabiness.
I know.
He is just such a whiner, man. The guy, all the guy does is whine.
He is a little whiny, but...
And it's irritating.
You know, if you can back that up, you know, he could beat the crap out of either
but
one
look,
of us in the
ring. Okay,
so.
Okay, look. we'll talk about him backing up his whininess, okay, and his showboating. In UFC, in the tough season when him and Rampage Jackson were coaches, mm-hmm. okay, he talked so much trash to Rampage. I'm gonna knock you out. I mean, as soon as he saw Rampage, the trash talking started.
Right,
and he built himself up to, you know, I'm gonna knock you out. You don't even know what's coming to you. You know, it just got dirty between them two. Nothing in that fight took place that he had sat there and bragged about the whole series of the show.
True.
And you know, I'm a big Rampage fan, and Rampage should have just cleaned his clock and knocked him out.
Love me
why
some Rampage.
He played it safe, I have no idea, but that is what it seems to be with Rampage in his last few fights. And I'm hoping that he goes in there and demolishes Matt Hamill. Yeah, I like Matt Hamill. He's a good fighter.
I don't think Matt Hamill should be in the same ring as Rampage.
I don't
Jackson.
Think he should either. But you know
I'm
what?
Not gonna lie.
He's won him some fights. He's stepping up into the ranks.
He deserves
he's
to
making
be there.
A name for himself. And you know, you can't take anything away from him. He's an outstanding wrestler. He's just an overall good fighter. But I just don't think that he has the capabilities of taking out Rampage Jackson.
I don't think so either.
So without
agree
that,
to agree,
we have a ton of stuff that we're going to discuss. But first, I want to hear about you guys.
What?
Yeah, I want to hear about you guys. How was your week?
It was okay.
Yeah?
Was
What'd
okay.
you do? I know you worked.
I didn't do much, but I...
You always have a story for us, by the way.
Oh, you know, I just want to give a brief shout out to my mom because she's retiring tomorrow. Tomorrow's her retirement party.
Really?
After 30 years in the education business, she's finally going to retire and get to live the life that she's always wanted. I love you, Mom.
Well, happy retirement, Mom. We hope that you take many vacations. You sip the pina coladas.
Sip the pina coladas.
Go to Brazil. Look at the... Go to Brazil and look at the guys
fighting.
Running around and the Speedos.
Did you? Hey, it's my mom, man.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, just be careful because some of them are girls. So anyway...
Whoa, hey-o. Tell us about your week, Robert. Tell us about your week.
My week was pretty hectic, man. I
work, work, work.
Yes, work, work, work. And that was one thing I wanted to mention. I wanted to give a big shout-out to the people that I work with during the week. I work at the Los Angeles Food Bank, and we do great work over there, man.
Yeah,
and it's keeping us busy. We're trying to feed the hungry. So I want to give a shout-out to all the people, all the employees that are working there, all the volunteers that are volunteering to help out there to help support the hunger, to all the agencies that donate, Ralph's, Vons, Albertsons, Walmart, Target. A lot of great people give a lot of great stores, give a lot of good stuff away. And to the drivers, man, to all my coworkers out there that bust their tail to try to, you know, get that stuff there in a timely fashion so we can get there. Because a lot of the stuff that we get are frozen products and stuff, you know, dairy
right.
products and stuff that can be given away right away.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to say, give a shout out to those people out there.
Hey.
And hey, if you want to donate.
Food bank. Rule number one, always give back to the community.
Always give back to the community.
Always.
So with that, Meredith.
How was your week?
My week was great. Big things are happening in my life right now. Positive changes. Life is moving forward as it always should.
Are the stars aligning for you?
They are. They are. And you know what? It there's no better time for change than now, and it's good.
Change is always good.
Change is good.
Hey, you guys heard this thing going around that like the world is supposed to end on May 21st or Jesus is supposed to
in
come
2012?
And take all of his followers.
You know what? I've heard that so many times
in
my
October,
life.
And then October 21st,
would
the
that
world
be
is
the
going
Armageddon?
To come to the, yeah, something like that.
Now I'm going to freak out about this for the next week. Thank you for bringing that up.
Has anyone
freak
heard
out
about
it
this?
When people talk about it?
Well, I don't understand. I mean, we're not a religious show, and that's not what we talk about.
No, no, it has nothing to do with religion. I'm not trying to bring up religion.
There is a lot of Christian fighters in
I'm
the
just
UFC
saying, if
and
you got
Strike
things,
Force
yeah,
and stuff.
There is. Just in yeah, case, if you have anything important to do, get it done before May 21st.
May 21st. Okay.
Does this,
okay. Down,
does this happen to man. Do
put
with,
it on your calendar.
The guy just had to count the months.
Just don't put it on the Mayan calendar because that's where it says we're
no
supposed to
no one can
to,
read that. That's 2012, but apparently this year, people...
Well,
so,
they've been
watch
talking
as much
about,
MMA as you can now.
They've been talking about catastrophic earthquakes and stuff happening simultaneously.
Who's going to drive me home?
Is that what you're worried about?
You know, it's funny because when I drive, you know, during the week, and I go over those long overpasses. And sometimes when I'm going over those long overpasses, I think about that. I was like, man, what if a big earthquake hits right now?
Just drive faster.
Done.
I'd be done. There's no
done.
You would
just
have no
driving.
Time
what
to
are you
react,
doing?
Dude.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ah.
I was actually on the street once when an earthquake happened. This has nothing to do with MMA, but I was on. I was in a car once.
See, I knew he was going to have a story. Happened. Eventually, Nick was going to have a story.
And you know, we were actually in the middle of driving, and we barely noticed it. It was like a 5-point something.
It didn't shake the car.
It shook
you didn't,
the car
did
a little
see
bit.
The street
I saw
doing
the,
waves.
I saw the street.
That's
move,
pretty trippy. Have you ever? Know? It's seen a really big.
And it was
earthquake.
The middle of the day, so I know I was dead sober. You know,
you know the Martin
sober.
Luther King earthquake that happened in, like, I think it was 95?
No.
The one, no, no, the
Northridge.
But it was
yeah.
the day after Martin
yeah.
Luther King's birthday
yes,
or
yes.
or day of his death or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was like at 4 o'clock in the morning, and we went outside.
Standing there in the doorway in your
and
undies, praying
cars,
to God.
All the cars yeah. were shaking down yeah. the street, and the road was going in waves. It was yeah. like crazy. I was like, oh my God, we're going to die.
Yeah. Well, we're still here.
Yeah, well, I mean, after May 21st or whenever this Armageddon is supposed to happen.
I'm just telling you, supposedly.
Where did you hear this source anyway?
It's all over the internet.
Really?
Yeah, some one of those.
Reliable.
One of those crazy.
That's a reliable
one
source.
One of those crazy preachers says that, you know, Christ is going to come down and take all his followers on the 21st, and then the world ends on October 21st.
Well, at least I'll have my
wait,
birthday
you just
then.
Told me May 21st.
Well, if you're still here after May 21st, that
but,
means
okay.
no
then
one's
I have
come
to, worry
to
about
get
October.
You. And then the world's going to end.
Oh.
But let's talk about MMA. Let's talk about Strike Force because right. we're digressing bad.
Actually,
we all
you know
have
what? Let's
ADD
do this.
On this show.
Let's take
it's
a break.
Quite clear
hey.
Now.
Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss Strike Force Challenger Series that's going to be happening here really shortly. A good
main event.
There's also a woman card on there.
Lady card.
I always love me some women fighters. Mm. We're going to take a break real quick. If you want to chime in, you could give us a call, 877-8830-830, 877-8830-830. Also, later on in the show, we have Intern Meredith's Fighter of the Week.
Woo-hoo!
That's going to be coming up. You're listening to Octagon Unleash on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be back in a minute.
Angels Radio is
AM 830.
Carlo's Pizza, serving authentic Italian pizza in Downey since 1964. We got salads, pastas, calzones, sandwiches. Carlo's Pizza, 562-803-6817. Or stop by and see us at 13230 Woodruff Avenue at Foster in Downey. We cater throughout Southern Cal. Pick up the phone and get yourself some real Italian pizza. 562-803-6817. Carlo's Pizza. We make a pizza you can't refuse.
Hey, what's up? It's Roger Lodge from the Sports Lodge. Did you know that Valley View Casino and Hotel is home to Southern California's best buffet? Trust me, I know. I've been there many times. It features all you can eat. Seafood, Mexican, Asian, Italian, you name it, they got it. And make sure you save room for dessert. Oh my goodness. The pies, the cookies, the bread pudding, absolutely incredible. And when you join Valley View Casino's Players Club, you'll start off with a free lobster buffet. Get the details at ValleyViewCasino.com.
Why am I singing on tune? Like a hummingbird, I might add. Because May is ultimate tune-up month at Napa. So hurry in now and get up to a $75 mail-in rebate at participating Napa Auto Parts stores and auto care centers on qualifying engine parts, from oxygen sensors and ignition coils to spark plugs and wires. $75. So keep your car humming even better than this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Get a tune-up. Mm-hmm.
on qualifying parts. Offer expires 5/31/11. See your local Napa Auto Parts store or Auto Care Center for details.
Calling all kids. Join the Angels for their third annual youth baseball camp at Angel Stadium Saturday, May 21st. Throw pitches, catch fly balls, take batting practice, and so much more. Learn from and play with the real pros as two Angel players and coaches will be on the field providing their insights into the game. Plus, professional clinicians from Lifeletics guiding each participant through his own experience. Receive an Angels hat and four tickets to a future Angels game. All of this is yours for $99. Register at angels.com/RBI League by May 20th. Proceeds benefit the Angels RBI League.
AM 830 is
Angels Radio.
This is James Lightning Wilkes, winner of Season 9 of The Ultimate Fighter, and you're listening to Octagon Unleashed on AM 830 KLLA.
Welcome back to Octagon Unleashed, Angels Radio, AM 838 KLAA. I'm your host, Robert Rees, along with Nick Lusso and Meredith Young.
Meredith Young. What up?
What up?
All right, let's talk about Strike Force.
Let's talk about Strike Force.
Challenger Series.
Challenger Series is coming up. 16, Challenger 16. It is going to take place. And Fedor and Terry are headlining it. James Terry and...
Karos Fedor.
We're having a debate here.
I know, whether it's
Karlos or Karos.
It's my fault.
It's Karos Fedor, Nick.
It is Karos Fedor, yeah.
Fedor. Fedor.
I kept saying Karlos. But anyways, he's the 155-pound
fighter. The future, by the way, they call him.
The future. He's fighting James Terry. That's going to be a great fight. Fodor's 8-2. Terry is 10-2. Fodor's a great kickboxer. Terry's a little bit more of a wrestler, but I think it's going to be a great fight. I think James Terry is going to win this one.
Well, James Terry is coming off of three wins, as well as Fodor's coming off of three wins. But he just had a fight. Fodor had a fight against David Douglas at Strikeforce Challengers 15.
Mm-hmm.
TKO the guy by knees, man. And they were vicious knees.
Yeah, they were.
James Terry just beat Josh Thornburg in the same card by a one-punch KO. So
you gotta love the one punch knockout.
Yeah, because one punch knocking him out versus multiple punches
Fodor
him out.
Fodor beat Douglas with the knees, right? That's what you were talking about.
Yes, yeah. Fodor beat David Douglas with the knees.
Yeah, he's a great fighter.
And he beat Derek Kitzel submission, Strikeforce Challengers 12 by a Bravo choke.
Love the choke.
Insane chokes, man. That's an insane choke.
Choke him out.
And
love
he fought Usami Thomas Diagne. He won in an unanimous decision, Strikeforce Challengers 9. So those are the last three fights that Fodor won going back to May of 2011,
mm-hmm.
November of 2010, and July of 2010. So he's had a nice little run in the last 10 months or so. James Terry, he's a good fighter, man. It's going to be a definite good match. I think that there's not going to be a knockout in this fight.
I think it's going to be a decision fight.
I think it's going to go all three rounds, yeah. But these guys are going to beat each other up for the three solid rounds.
They should. It should be a great fight. The next fight that I love is Lawrence Larkin and Gian Villante.
Yeah, you're a big Lawrence fan.
He's awesome. He's the local. Riverside, 5'11", huge dude. And he's 10-0. He's
you're not
undefeated.
Even from Riverside, dude. What do you mean?
Riverside.
And how local is Riverside to us,
Southern
really?
Cal, baby. SoCal, baby. He's representing anything in SoCal.
Look, there's a lot of fighters.
I don't count San Diego, by the way. We don't count San Diego as Southern Cal.
Why don't you count San Diego?
Because it's not really Southern Cal.
How can you take out Team Quest?
I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, dude, you cannot. And we're
not saying I don't like San Diego. I'm just saying when people say, where are you from, Southern California? I don't think San Diego.
Well, San Diego is Southern California, though.
Technically speaking, let's not get into this, Robert. Let's not get into the technicalities. Let's talk.
We're going to be talking about the owner of Team Quest here fighting in a little bit.
I got nothing against San Diego. I'm just saying it doesn't make me think of Southern California. 10-0. Lawrence is 10-0, my boy from Riverside.
And who do you think is going to win that fight?
Lawrence. Have you seen this guy fight?
Yes, I have.
He's like a raging bull.
I have.
This guy's undefeated, 10-0. Villante. Also good fighter. What is he at 7-9-2? He's lost a couple from Long Island. Nice Italian kid. He was a projected linebacker in the NFL, but that didn't work out. So what happens if you don't make it in the NFL? You start fighting MMA. That's
and,
what happens.
And Brandon Schaub is an ex-NFL, right. And he's also a fighter. He's undefeated in the UFC.
Can't make it in the NFL? Join the MMA.
Who else?
Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker.
59 years old.
Yes. And there's another guy. I can't remember. His name is at the tip of my tongue, but he just fought not last. Well, was it earlier this year? Minotauri.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He's an ex-football player as well. Mm-hmm. But those guys are guys that didn't actually make the team here now. They were just guys that tried out and just didn't make it. So, you know,
what are you going to do? You fight MMA. Let me tell you what I like about Lawrence. 8 of his last 10 wins, knockout. This guy's hot. He's going to win.
He's hot. Did you hear that? You heard it first right here on Octagon Unleashed. Nick called a guy hot.
What's his name? Lost to Chad. Chad Griggs. It was his last fight, I think.
Yeah, dude, you cannot.
He's hot.
He's red hot. He's on fire.
He's 10-0.
Let's talk about Jermaine, the Iron Lady de Radami, fighting Julia Budd, the lady from Canada.
You don't like that name, or
the
what?
The Jewel, they call her. She's a model. She's a model. We were supposed to have her on the show at one point, and she big-timed us, really big-timed us. We're not important enough for her to be on our show.
Hey, someday we will be important. I hope
she
loses.
You know what? That's okay.
She gets knocked out. KO'd.
She lost that fight.
I don't care if you're a lady or not. Get knocked out.
She's only had 2 fights in the Strikeforce. Her first fight was against Shauna Olson, and she beat her by punches. That was back in October of 2010. And her last fight was against Amanda Nunes, a young and up-and-coming fighter from Brazil, whose brother is also a professional fighter. Knocked her out with punches. Challenger Series Strikeforce 13 this last January. 14 seconds into the first round. 14 seconds into the first round, mm-hmm. KO'd her. Mm-hmm. Little beast. So, I don't know. This girl, Jermaine, has 3 fights in the UFC, in the Strikeforce. She's only got 1 loss. She beat Stephanie Weber and Nicole Johnson, 2 outstanding fighters.
Right.
And
she's from the Netherlands, too, another hippie pot smoker.
She's from the Netherlands, and I think she's going to win.
She looks like an
Lady. She looks like a beast.
You think she's going to be Julia the Bud?
She's going to beat the Jewel.
Julia the Jewel?
I think this girl, Jermaine, if she was to just tone up just a little more, she can almost look like Cyborg.
You know, I think I'm going to agree with you. Jermaine looks a little bit more mannish. I think she's going to be Julia.
I really like her
Jewel.
Bikini.
I don't either. The Bud. But these are 2 pretty inexperienced fighters. But nevertheless, there's nothing like 2 ladies getting in the ring.
Well, Julia Budd's been fighting for a long time.
Yeah, but not in Strikeforce.
No, she only has 2 fights in Strikeforce. Yeah. Yes, but she's been fighting for quite a while.
Neither one or both of her punches TKO and KO. I'm gonna go with Jermaine to win.
I'm gonna pick.
Go to Vegas
as well.
With it, folks. Put it down. Put down some money, but just don't tell you I told you to do it because then you might lose, and then I don't want to get beat up.
Let's talk about this.
What do you want to talk about, Robert?
Let's talk
What's
about...
on your mind, Robert? Healthcare?
Yes.
Want to talk about that?
Yes. Let's talk about the healthcare.
All right. Well, Zuffa LLC, owner of Ultimate Fighting Championship brand, announced this week that nearly 350 UFC and Strikeforce fighters are going to be eligible for health coverage, customized accident insurance. This is the first time any combat sports promoter has ever provided coverage to so many athletes. It's going to cover accidental injuries. It doesn't matter whether or not you're in the ring, whether or not you're fighting. You could be in a car accident, it'll still be covered. And my favorite, they get dental coverage. We can't even get health coverage in the United States for every normal citizen. But these citizens, but these guys get health coverage.
So Shane Del Rosario is basically covered.
First of all, let's say our thoughts, our hopes, and our prayers go out to him. I hope he's okay. I hope he's going to be healthy. He's going to heal. Car accidents are never fun, right?
No, I've been in quite a few.
But yes, thankfully he is covered under the new policy. 24-hour worldwide medical life insurance and dental coverage. Your tooth falls out, what are you going to do? You go to the dentist, all covered for. Huh? You like that? I like
that. That's pretty crazy because you know what? There hasn't actually been, and I'm going to knock on wood, and we're going to hope that this never happens. But
never.
In boxing, there actually have been fighters that have been killed in the ring.
Yep.
But never in these mixed martial arts fights. And it's kind of insane because it's such a brutal...
Yeah, you would think that there would be a lot.
Yeah, there would be more. At least somebody coming out you know.
I think we all remember Rocky IV when Carl Weathers died, right?
Well, that's because he got hit by a maniac that hit like over 2,200 pounds of pressure.
Per square inch.
Per square inch.
I will break you.
What was his name?
Oh, God, I don't remember. My memory's not that good.
I don't know. Gabe might know.
Gabe, what's his name? Rocky IV, the bad guy.
Who is a Russian?
Drago. Ivan Drago.
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 You depress me, Drago.
I will break you.
You need to win. Need to win for Mother Russia.
If he does. Did you guys know that movie basically ended the Cold War? We're veering a little bit off of
it
MMA.
Did. Look, okay.
But if it wasn't for Rocky IV.
Speech. Yeah. Speech at the
Gorbachev
end.
Gorbachev at the end. If you can change, I can change.
We
all can change. 1989, Berlin Wall comes down. 91, end of Soviet Union. I'm crediting it to Rocky IV. Thank you, Sylvester Stallone.
Awesome. No, Rocky Balboa.
Rocky
Sylvester
Five
Stallone
was a
disgrace. Had nothing to do with that.
Rocky Balboa was okay.
That was Rocky Balboa.
Rocky IV single-handedly ended the Cold War. We should be on Hardline just for that. Let's
and
talk,
not only
let's
that,
talk to that guy.
Get not that only that, but he fought a maniac for 15 solid rounds.
That's right. And he won.
And he won.
And he was on steroids. Rocky wasn't on steroids.
No, Rocky wasn't.
No, and he was working
out
in the cold.
It was
and remember
pure
he had that beard.
Country
and
strength.
That movie made me want to grow a beard.
It did.
And someday I will grow a full beard.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. I have the capabilities. I could do it.
I got some remedies.
Why don't you do that for us and we can take pictures?
Yeah.
It'll. I can grow a beard.
I got some
as good
remedies for
I can
you
grow
to
a
help,
beard as good
grow
as
beard.
Sylvester Stallone in that movie. Memories of working out in the wilderness and stuff.
Yeah, dude, that movie was insane, man. Awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. I love Rocky's movies, man. I
Rocky
could sit there and watch
best,
all the movies every day, all day long. Yes. Well, you know what? Let's take a caller before we go to break.
All right. Caller.
Apparently, we have Lorenz Larkin on the phone.
Lorenz Larkin?
I guess so.
Yeah!
He's a fighter. He's calling us.
My favorite from Riverside.
Welcome to Octagon Unleashed, Lorenz. How you doing, man?
Good.
Right on, brother. Where are you calling from?
Oh, my house.
You're calling from your house, huh?
Yeah.
You've been a fan of Octagon Unleashed for a while, or what?
Yeah, you know what? I was chilling my house, and my buddy called. He was like, hey, dude, they're going to start talking about you on the radio. So I was like, oh, yeah? So I went on the internet and checked you guys out. One of you guys didn't sound too confident. I was going to take
Yo, you're
going
to take it. I'm the one that's saying Lawrence is going to beat Giampiero Vellante.
Is this really Lorenz Larkin?
Yes, Lorenz.
Lorenz.
Lorenz, what's your nickname?
This isn't a prank call.
What?
This is not a prank call.
No.
You're not jobbing us. You are actually Lorenz Larkin, the fighter.
Yeah, I swear. Ask me a question.
Okay. All right. What, man, I just completely threw us off. I didn't even expect.
This is awesome. I told you. I love this guy from Riverside. I told you he was going to win it. He called in. This is my day, baby.
This right here has never happened, Lorenz, on Octagon Unleashed, man. So you are going to go down. You are going to go down in the record books as a fighter that just called in to talk about his fight, man. And we thank you. We thank you for calling in, bro.
All right, now please tell us how you're going to beat the crap out of Giampiero.
Yeah, because I'm actually shooting for you. Because I don't even know who this guy is. I mean, he's a Kung Lee protege, but I mean, can't take anything away from Kung Lee because he's going to go down as a legend. But James Terry is good, man. But I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be a good fight. I think you guys are going to go the full rounds. But
James Terry.
Yeah,
but I'm fighting Gian Vellante.
Yeah, Gian Vellante.
Why
That's
did I get
fighting.
Them two mixed up?
I told you he was going to beat Gian Vellante. You don't pay attention to what I'm saying.
He doesn't train with Kung Lee.
He doesn't train with... No, Gian Vellante does not train with Kung Lee. I was
no,
getting you mixed
Gian
up.
Vellante's
I was looking
from New
at
York.
The wrong notes. What do they call you, Lorenz?
What, my nickname?
Yeah, what's your nickname?
Oh, the Monsoon.
The Monsoon.
Yeah!
Nice,
it's him, baby!
Nice. We have Lorenz Larkin.
This is awesome.
Hey, do you have time to sit tight? I got to take a break real quick, and then when we come back, man, we'd like to ask you some questions. You got time to sit tight?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
All right, brother, hold on the line. We are going to be back. Octagon Unleashed, we're going to take a break. Everybody, we have Lorenz Larkin on the phone. We're going to get in-depth and personal with the man and see what he's got planned for his fight coming up in Challenger Series. Give us a call, 877-8830-830. That's 877-8830-830. Octagon Unleashed, Angels Radio, AM830, KLAA.
Are you out of touch? I guess I never noticed that much.
Angels baseball lives here. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Carlo's Pizza, serving authentic Italian pizza in Downey since 1964. We got salads, pastas, calzones, sandwiches. Carlo's Pizza, 562-803-6817. Or stop by and see us at 13230 Woodruff Avenue at Foster in Downey. We cater throughout Southern Cal. Pick up the phone and get yourself some real Italian pizza. 562-803-6817. Carlo's Pizza. We make a pizza you can't refuse.
Are you or someone you know in need of assistance with addiction disorders? Is all of your focus, time, and money going to unhealthy behavior? Are you watching a family member or loved one drift away because of addiction? There's no shame in asking for help or advice. In fact, making that first step shows amazing strength, and the people of Clean Residential Treatment Center are there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to answer your questions, provide assistance, or just talk. Clean Residential Treatment Center is a dynamic facility dedicated to the treatment of addictive disorders, and they are there for you right now. 888-601-6040 or log on to Clean with a K, cleantreatmentcenter.com.
Are you ready for the most ultimate and intense heart-stopping trip of your life? Get ready. AM 830, the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, and Six Flags Magic Mountain are proud to bring you the Flash Pass Weekend. Winners and a guest will board the AM 830 party bus Friday, June 3rd, and head to Six Flags Magic Mountain to see the Sports Lodge live and experience a day of the most thrilling roller coasters, including a 41-story, 100-mile-per-hour backwards blast on the new Superman, Escape from Krypton, plus other coaster legends like X2, Tatsu, Goliath, Viper, and more. That same evening, the AM 830 bus heads to the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where winners will enjoy a two-night stay, catch Roger Lodge live in the AM 830 viewing party, then Sunday, June 5th, we head to the Big A, where winners will enjoy Game 3 of your Angels taking on the New York Yankees. Want to go? We're going big. To register, go to AM830.net, keyword Flash Pass Weekend. Brought to you by the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Six Flags Magic Mountain, and Angels Radio, AM 830.
What is work? Is work talking about working? Is work telling others to work? No, work is actually working with your hands and your brains. Work is building skyscrapers and drilling for oil. Work is loading ships and building submarines. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. And if you're serious about it, work is a pair of Red Wing boots on your feet. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
AM 830 is
Angels Radio.
You're listening to Octagon Unleashed Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. You want to give us a call, 877-8830-830. That's 877-8830-830. We have Strike Force fighter Lorenz Larkin on the phone. Lorenz,
yeah,
are you there?
Yeah, straight from Riverside.
Yeah.
A hometown hero, man. Look, Nick had a few questions for you, but first this is your first, Strike Force is your first actual big promotion, right?
Yes.
And when you were asked to fight this last Strike Force Challenger Series, April 1st, 2011, give us an overall feeling of what went through your mind and how you felt about actually, you know, taking that next step into such a big promotion and you know, actually basically, man, living your dream pretty much, right?
Yeah, man, it's kind of crazy because, you know, you train and you fight all these smaller shows to really get up to the big show, and then it's kind of like you finally get in the draft and get picked, you know what I mean? So it's a crazy feeling just to know that you worked all hard and you took all the necessary steps and you finally got there. So also, it feels good. It's a mind-blowing type of thing.
Does it change? Does it make you train harder?
Yeah, because, I mean, you don't want to see... You don't want thousands and thousands and thousands of people to see get your butt whooped.
Right. Well, I mean, that could be a dumb question, and it could be, you know what I mean, like, for instance, okay, you got the NFL, you got guys that are getting drafted, okay? This is just a little scenario. You got a guy that gets drafted into the NFL, all right? He goes in the first rounds, okay? And this guy is getting multi-million dollars to play for this professional team. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he's made the team. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So he gets out to these camps, summer training camps, spring camps, and he takes it lightly, and they don't perform 100%, and they actually don't get their spot. In other words, they get put on the practice squad, or they make he's on injured reserve, so they give him the shot next week because they're dropping down a large bonus on these guys. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of these guys, basically, you didn't get to your head is where I'm getting at. You know, you got offered this position to take on to go to the next round, and you took it seriously versus taking it lightly. And I would think that your training would go up again, because I'm sure some fighters don't. Some fighters probably have that big head where they say, you know what? Yeah, they recognize what good of a fighter I am, and I don't need to change my training. I could stay training the same way and then go in there and get their face stomped in.
Mm-hmm. No, I would say like that probably would come from, that's more than likely what the, I'm not trying to bad talk nobody or say just like a certain,
it's okay,
man. My general opinion. Most guys that come from big camps, that are well-known camps and have kind of like the easy foot in, I would say that type of stuff happened. But I come from a small gym. Nobody at my gym has done what I've done. So it's kind of like I had to take all the back doors and, you know,
right.
all the curved roads to get to where I'm at right now. It wasn't easy as somebody that's coming from a big camp.
Where,
to get to that level.
Where know? Their promotions are actually just given to them because of who they're actually fighting with and who's training them versus you coming from a small gym in Riverside and training hard and working your way up the ranks and doing it, you know what I'm saying, like putting in your blood, sweat, and tears, man, versus them just rolling out the red carpet and handing it to you because you've been trained by Dan Henderson or, you know, or Randy Couture or, you know, yeah. or one of the, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I totally agree, man, and I respect that. Nick?
I just got to say, you know, I saw this guy beat Scott Lightly, you know, in the second round, 315 TKO of punches. When I saw him beat Lightly, this guy is no joke. I mean, he's a real deal. He deserves to be in Strikeforce. He's a great fighter. And I was excited to see him on the card against Gian Vellante. Gian Vellante has been fighting for a long time, but I think Lorenz is going to beat the crap out of him. Tell us about your game plan. Just tell us about your fight plan, what you have planned, when, you know. Obviously, as a fighter, I would imagine that your goal is to get in there to end this as quick as possible. But just talk about, you know, I know you're pretty experienced in Kung Fu. I've read that in your bio. But tell us a little bit about, you know, what your plan is against Gian and how you plan on winning this fight.
Well, you can't give up too much. But
not too much.
Yeah. But, you
know, we don't want to know your full detailed game
plan. You don't have to
plan.
Get into the specifics. But you know.
You're not the first bean secret, huh?
Because based on, you know, what I saw with you against Lightly, I mean, you ended it. It seemed like you really just wanted to go in there and end it quickly. Of course, it got to the second round. Are you trying to end this as fast as possible? Or I would imagine you are. Just talk about, you know, how you're preparing for this and what we should expect from this fight.
Yeah, we're having a good camp, and you know, we're still putting together a game plan against Gian. We know that he's strong, so I mean, I'm not going to try to end it in the first round. If I can, don't get me wrong, I'll take that W
right.
all day. But I mean, if I have to be patient with him, then I'll be patient, and it can go to the third round or however. But no, I want to finish the fight. It's just we're still putting together a game plan. Gian is a big tool fighter.
Yeah.
I got a chance to see him not this weekend, but last weekend.
But he fought
at the UFC Summit.
He fought on the same card as you did that April 1st, didn't he?
No, no, no.
He fought Chad Griggs. I think that was his last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he fought Chad Griggs, I think, Strikeforce 13. Wait, what did you fought? The last one was Strikeforce.
April 1st.
Yeah, I think he was on that card, wasn't he?
No, he fought
him. No.
Oh,
he was
okay.
on Strikeforce main, the main Strikeforce, not Challengers.
Oh, right? I got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, man, it's a trip, man, because
that's great. I'm happy that he called in because I like this guy. He's a great fighter.
And Nick, and I'm going to be honest with you, Lorenz. Nick, he just basically brought this up to me today, and I'm telling you, when he brought this topic up, your name was the first one that he mentioned.
I was like, this
definitely
want
to talk about Lorenz, and it's going to be an awesome fight. So I know Nick is pretty static that you called in, bro.
Thanks, man. You know, I'm always happy to call in.
So
especially you guys being from LA, you know, from out here.
We're doing what we do because we're fans. We love the sport. We love to watch fighters fight. And we love to talk about it, man. And that's what we do here.
Hey, that's what keeps us relevant, though, man. I appreciate it.
Well, you know what, Lorenz? We are going to look forward to seeing you fight, man, and we can't wait to watch that. It's going to be an exciting fight, like I said. You know, I'm throwing my prediction out of, I think it's going to go all three rounds. Nick's saying that you're going to put him out in the first round.
I think he's going to put him down in round two.
Round two? Nick's going to say round two. So if you don't mind, we want to take your information down. We'd like to have you come in studio, man, and hang out with us one night if you'd like to, man.
We love it.
Oh, yeah, man. That sounds good.
All right. Well, being a local hero, man, local favorite, good fighter, we'd like to thank you for joining us on Octagon Unleashed, bro, and really appreciate you calling in, man.
Best of luck, Lorenz.
All right. Good luck. All right, brother. Lorenz Larkin.
That was awesome, man.
That was a surprise.
I'm stoked.
Yeah.
I told you that was the first fight. I was like, man, I want to talk about this fight. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
That's,
And you started it off from the beginning, man.
That's right. Riverside's not that far. I consider him local. it's Southern California.
But if you are in, let's say you're in Sherman Oaks,
yeah.
Okay, which is the valley,
right.
And to Riverside, from Sherman Oaks to Riverside,
yeah,
is just like,
come on, it's an hour and a half from
San Diego from here.
Sense. Yeah. No, you know it's a drive. It's a drive.
It's a drive.
But hey, it's not so far that we can't have this.
I'm just still kind of shocked that you don't have San Diego as part of Southern California.
I just don't think of it when people say, you know what I'm talking about.
That's military land, bro. How can you not love San Diego?
I didn't say I don't love San Diego. I just don't consider it Southern California.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we are going to talk Shane Del Rosario. Kind of threw us back a little bit. We are going to talk about the video monitors for judges in UFC 131. We're going to try to fit in Hendor and Fedor, Chad Mendes versus Jose Aldo, so much more. Nam Fam coming back. It is a big show. We just have so much content and so little time.
Lorenz Larkin, you heard him here.
You heard Lorenz Larkin right here on Octagon Unleashed. AMA 30 KLAA, Angels Radio, AMA 30 KLAA. Give us a call, 877-8830-830. That's 877-8830-830 if you want to join in the conversation. We'll be back in a minute.
AMA 30 is Angels Radio.
Summertime itches from bug bites, sunburn, and poison ivy need fast relief. Try Gold Bond Maximum Relief Cream with two maximum strength medicines that cool and soothe pain and itch on contact. And for those everyday itches from rashes, dry skin, allergies, even recurring conditions, there's new Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream with two medicines and seven moisturizers that work a full 24 hours. Remember, for a quick itch fix, get Maximum Relief Cream. And for long-lasting healing, pick up new Intensive Healing Cream, only from Gold Bond. Use as directed.
This is the Sports Lodge, where we ask the tough question.
Michael Bradley from the Sporting News. And Michael, I'm running out of opportunities to have the Miami Heat sent home. Please tell me the Bulls are going to send the Miami Heat home.
Talk to James Allen about this. No shot. The Game 4 decided the NBA Finals. It's over. Might as well give the Heat the trophy right now.
What are you saying?
Well, who's going to beat them? Look at the Bulls right now. Here's what the Bulls are. They're Derrick Rose, handling the ball way too much and taking too many shots. Great player. Unbelievable player. Love to watch him. And a bunch of guys who hide when the going gets tough. Look at the matchup. You put Dwayne Wade on Derrick Rose. Who from the Bulls is going to guard LeBron James?
Noah! Dang? Noah!
Right. Noah, oh, please. Please.
How about Luol Deng or Keith Bogans? He can play
the
defense.
Keith Bogans. Keith Bogans is giving away 40 pounds and 3 inches.
Oh, details.
The Sports Lodge, weekday morning 7 to 10.
On Angels Radio, AM 830.
Vitor looking for the big left hand. Outstanding head movement by Anderson. Like we said, second to none. Oh! He front kicked him in the face. Absolutely what a shot.
Nosso respeito. Obrigado pela presença de todos vocês. Ronaldo, tamo junto e misturado. Toda a galera, valeu, obrigado. Amo vocês. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your support.
He faked the body and he kicked to the head. You know, Anderson's a great fighter. You know, I've been training with him. He's kicking my butt in the gym. We trained together for many years ago. Came here, I promised I would put up a fight. I was going to bring the fire for him, you know, but, you know, he caught me, and that's what's happened. UFC, That's what UFC is about. We're here to fight. UFC is about. We're here to fight.
You're listening to Octagon Unleashed, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. If you want to give us a call, 877-8-830-830. 877-8-830-830. It is time for Fighter of the Week.
I will smash your face into a car windshield.
He's not going to pass my guard with a butt flop and sit over to the mound and hit a Kimura.
You all kept your head on a swivel, and that's what you got to do when you find yourself in a vicious cockfight.
She has beautiful eyes, and her hair smells like cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I picked the Fighter of the Week not just because her martial arts and jiu-jitsu are sexy, but because she is well-rounded, and Leticia Pastova, everything she does is just great. Do you guys know the definition of femme fatale?
I don't. The you deadly don't? Woman?
Okay, here is the definition.
I'm a killer.
Le femme fatale.
It's a mysterious and seductive woman whose charms ensnare her lovers in bonds of irresistible desire, ooh, often leading them into compromising, dangerous, and deadly situations.
Okay. Where can I find one of those?
Yeah, I mean, can we like...
Sounds like Leticia a succubus.
Leticia Pastova. Can we Google right
that?
Here.
Can we find that on Craigslist?
No, stay away from Craigslist. We don't do that. All right. So, you know, some of the things that I think make her this great woman is, I mean, she's so many things. She's a classical musician, professional singer, songwriter. She's a dancer, a realtor, a mortgage broker, a Rotarian, web designer, business owner, cage fighter, model, teacher.
She's just an all-around awesome chick, and besides the fact that she is smoking hot.
Right,
smoking
right. Hot. Well, here's the thing. Here's another plus. Her specialty right here is grappling. Who doesn't want to see two women on the floor in the octagon?
I know Tito does.
Tito definitely does.
All right, now our fighter this week, she is an amateur fighter, so she doesn't have any stats. She has fought in point tournaments, grappling tournaments, and half glove sparring. She was supposed to fight in the Rage in the Cage, but her opponent backed out.
Ooh. She got scared.
Right, that means something.
She got all scared.
So one of my questions the only thing that really stumped me is she trains 6 days a week and does all those other things. Killer.
So what, like, when does she actually have time to be such an awesome humanitarian?
Ping. I don't know.
Well, you know what? We would probably have to try to give this young lady a call, not only to see if her voice matches her face.
Oh.
Let's also find... Yeah.
She's smoking.
That's
dude.
How it counts.
Let's also find out if she's single, and let's get her on the show, and we'll hook her up with Tito.
We're going to... You know what? Yes, Tito needs love.
Tito does need
Tito
love.
Tito needs love, man. Tito needs a lot of love. He doesn't need coffee or Snickers, but he needs love. So she doesn't have any fights coming up?
No, nothing coming up. She's training right now, but nothing.
So that last fight that she was scheduled to fight at Rage in the Cage, the girl backed out, huh?
Yeah.
And you know, the girl that choked you out, she's having that problem as well.
Why don't we try to hook them up? Taryn Roberts.
Taryn Roberts. From OC Kickboxing.
OC Kickboxing.
I think she's injured, though. I think she had a... I was talking to one of the guys. I was talking to Trevor, and I think... Or Travis and the Gorilla. And I think her last fight, she fractured her shin or something like that.
Maybe that's where I got the shin...
That might have been
thing
it.
From.
Well, we can give them a call and see because, I mean, that would be an
Taryn's
awesome fight.
Taryn's always game.
She is definitely game to fight anybody. Nobody wants to fight this girl.
Maybe Gina Carano will fight her.
I would sit down and let her choke me out again, though, that's for sure.
Not even in the league of Gina Carano.
Really?
Oh,
yeah,
no,
we
no.
We want to see that orgasmic thing happen again. Definitely want to see that happen again.
Hey. So anyways, if anybody wants to check her out, Leticia Pestova. She's pretty smoking, as you heard.
Leticia Pestova,
Leticia
Fighter of the Week.
Pestovas. Octagon Unleashed is Fighter of the Week. Thank you, Meredith.
You're welcome.
She is going to post some stuff up on Octagon Unleashed Facebook page, so that way you can just click the link and check her out. Again, I'm going to have to mention that she is smoking, and in her fighter stance right here, I don't know whether to like stand next to her and throw my fist up or tackle her and
just lay down, just grapple with her.
Yeah. Put me in a choke.
Please choke me out.
Can you put me in a leg lock choke or something?
Please.
Please. Please. I'm begging you. There's only one other girl in the world that I would want that done from, and that's, you know, my girl, Gina Carano. But I'm going to have to say, I'm going to keep eyes on this lucky charm right here.
We'll keep our eye on her.
Thanks, Meredith.
Yeah.
We're waiting for her to
turn pro.
Thanks for introducing us.
You know what? It's cool because she does so many other things, and I think that's really adds to the beauty in a person, you know?
When not only are you an awesome humanitarian, you do a lot of charity work, you know, she's a teacher, she's a businesswoman,
right.
She's this, she's that, she fights, she practices, she trains 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... You can't...
Not only are you a great wrestler, you're also an awesome kickboxer.
Well, I mean, when she was 16, she got her first degree in business.
That's awesome. She's a smart girl.
Right. Yeah.
She also studied in film studios in Scottsdale. She won awards for best model, favorite model, and best dressed. And she's also been featured in Fame magazine, and she has photo shoots monthly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Leticia.
Leticia. You are Octagon Alicia's show favorite.
So you guys liked my Fighter of the Week?
I'd like it a lot more if we could get a giant poster of her.
Okay.
Yes, so we can put it right here.
I'll make sure that I'll get a life-size cardboard cutout next week.
I'll put it in my room. Put it in my room. Okay, we only have so much time left. The time has gone by so fast, but we want to talk about Jose Aldo and Chad Mendes. It is a topic. It is a topic of discussion around the internet and all the MMA websites because Chad Mendes is saying that he is going to mud stomp Jose Aldo.
Okay, that's not going to happen. However, I will say to you, do you remember last week when you were talking about the Korean Zombie and how he was calling out Mark Hominick?
Yes.
Kept saying, Mark Hominick this, Mark Hominick that. I want to beat Mark Hominick.
Yes.
Chad Mendes is the guy that he should be calling out. Chad Mendes is undefeated, 10-0. I don't think he's going to beat Jose Aldo, but he's a fantastic wrestler, and he deserves the fight.
Well, look, he's 4-0 against some of the best WEC featherweights.
Eric Koch.
He beat Eric Koch, Javier Vasquez, Cub Swanson in 2010. I mean, he gained all of his attention when he made his UFC debut against consensus top five featherweight Michihiro Amigawa.
Mm-hmm.
Michihiro is not...
One more time.
Michihiro Amigawa.
Michihiro Amigawa. Uh-huh. Is the H silent, by the way?
Michihiro.
So it's not Michihiro.
Robert-san, you will not miss the power announce on my name.
Nam Pham wanted to punch me out because I kept calling him Nam Pham.
I know. Can't we
he was getting mad.
Just call him Nam. The guy's a local. He's from Westminster.
What's up, Nams?
Call him Nam.
I'm going to call him Nams from now on.
Don't tick off Nam. Okay? That guy is for real.
I don't want
to
break his
you
foot
down.
On my face.
He is another local kid I like.
Look, we're going to talk. I mean, you're going to mention the Korean Zombie calling out anyone, okay? First of all, the Korean Zombie has no ground really walk on.
But,
he's a good fighter.
But it was ridiculous. The whole thing was ridiculous. But Mendes, on the other hand...
He shouldn't even be calling out anyone other than Nam Pham.
Not at all. But Mendes is a great fighter who deserves this fight. He trains with Faber. Jose Aldo beat Faber, and I think this is going to be a great fight, but I don't think he has what it takes to beat Jose Aldo. Maybe he will prove me wrong. He is an awesome wrestler. He used to wrestle at Cal Poly. He was Pac-10 Wrestler of the Year. We all know who the best fighters in MMA.
Is that another local fighter?
Yeah, actually, he's a local.
Who?
That's right. Abuya.
Who?
Southern Cal, baby. We got it all here. Uh-oh.
Wow.
Robert Stein.
Already?
See how quick that just happens, man? And all of a sudden, Frank comes on and just we see stars. That's all we do is we see stars.
You know who Jose Aldo lost to? He has one loss. He hasn't lost since November of 2005 to Luciano Azevedo in Brazil.
And he's fought everybody's from Jonathan Brookins, Rolando Perez, Chris Milkey, Cub Swanson, mm-hmm. Mike Brown, Uriah Faber, Manny Gabrion, and Mark Hominick.
Yep.
And he did damage to Mark Hominick.
And he's running out of people, but Mendez is going to give him a good run for his money.
Well, I'm going to say Jose Aldo is going to knock Mendez out in the first round.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to say second round submission. Well,
that went all the way, another all the way Sunday, to the end of the hour,
week.
Right?
I know, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. It. Big shout out to Lorenz Larkin. Lorenz, thank you very much for calling. You're an awesome
very
fighter.
Cool.
Good luck to you. I think you're going to win. You're definitely going to beat Valanti.
That was totally awesome.
Please come on the show when you have time. I wish you luck. Nothing but love. Monsoon out of Riverside.
Well, with that, we want to thank Randy. We want to thank Vashti on the phones, Nick Lusso, Meredith for Fighter of the Week. If you want to check us out on Facebook, go to Octagon Unleashed or Facebook.com/Octagon Unleashed. You can check us out at OctagonUnleashed.com. Coming up next, Clean Radio.
And thanks to Fish Radio. For,
and thanks to Robert
Fish
Reed.
Talk
no,
food.
Hold on. Yes, thank you, Fish Talk Radio, because I had some beautiful wings with them earlier today from Hooters.
And the fish
it was
we actually
awesome.
Had some
and
of their
And the barracuda they brought in. Yes,
that was
really,
really
good stuff.
Ooh.
Clean Radio coming up next. If you want to get sober, if you have questions about addiction, give them a call. Great show. They will help you out and get you on the right path of soberness. Octagon Unleashed is out. We will be back next Sunday, 9 o'clock sharp. We'll see you. Everybody have a safe week.
Good night.